Ouais.
Come on, hit me up with some of that thug. Yeah, that's like that. Hit him in the chest with it. One time again in the head. With Buddy Roll, y'all. Check it out.
I don't know what this world's gonna be, but I know one thing, that this is the life.
It's walking Lumoco Rain. You know what I'm saying? Fucked into the grab. Try and grab a heart. Somebody came and said, walking five.
Check it out. Could it be my baggy jeans or my gold teeth that make me different from y'all? Ain't tripping, dog, but listen, dog. I'm way different, y'all. Doing my thing, using my ghetto slang, and I'm repping some stuff.
Don't call tequila, man. I don't buy. And the music has selection.
You can't say it, dog. I'ma say it for y'all. Motherfuck the popos.
What episode this is, man?
I don't do a pastor numbers in LA.
Witness that stitching assholes. I don't know what this world's gonna bring, but I know one thing, that this is the life for me.
Yo.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
I think
baby, cause I'm a thug.
Wouldn't change for the world.
Cause I'm a thug.
That's right, you heard.
Baby, cause I'm a thug. Check it out. See, I'm so tight, tight. Niggas be like, that nigga got so many hoes. And I know he got clout.
Hey, man, start the pod.
So many goals, telling they hoes. There's something up with that nigga. Bitch, I've been watching you, watching him. You must wanna fuck this nigga.
That's right.
My name alone. Been known to break up happy homes.
Kilo.
Yo.
No offense to your selection and your choices. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Rain, I sent a couple.
In the mood?
Chris, choose this one, okay? I sent a couple.
That sounds like something Chris would choose, to be honest.
Man gets
Tug Life shut on your check, like, you know what it is.
You know what I'm saying, man? I had to drop it on, you know what I mean?
Ah, the T and WTG stand for Tug.
You know what I mean? I had to drop it on. You know I mean? Shout out to Tanisha, one thing for putting this together. She actually dropped a reel today, kind of showing a little behind the scenes of how she did make it, how she did do it. You know what I mean? I don't remember the brand right now. That's very unprofessional of me. But I will remember it before they show it.
I think it's BN Graphics. BN Graphics, I think it's what it's called.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Oh, yeah, BN Graphics for sure. I still get a bag.
I want to test out my memory or check. My memory A1 from the ground, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't forget nothing, dog. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'll be thinking about a lot of things, you know? So, your mind could only hold so much, you know what I mean? So, that's really what'll be taking place, man. Back with another one, man. Shout out to everybody for tuning in, man. If you're on your way to work, in the gym.
That's tough. If you're on your way to work right now at 6:46 and wherever you at, that's tough, you know? Like, salute to all your night crew workers, you know?
I mean, ain't only the live listeners gonna be enjoying this. Yeah, you check some. I listening to the same pod episode for like 4 days now, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, pod's long, dog. You know, you gotta pause it to get out the car, you gotta pause it to like, cause your phone die. And then started back where you left off, you know what I mean? But we WTG, man. We in the house, man. You know how you feeling? I ain't seen you in a long time, man. Fuck.
How I feeling?
Yeah, dog.
My back hurting me, you know? I've been carrying a heavy load, you check? Like, you know what I mean? Like, all this work I gotta do, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but shout out to everybody for tuning in for the last couple episodes we do. Especially the last episode, that was something crazy. Something we never do before. We never get vulnerable on a podcast before. You know, Chris never showed his feminine side before in front of nobody. So that was a good opportunity, you know.
I had to tap into my feminine side, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so funny, Kakila was like, I need to do a mental health episode. I sick of listening to this dumb fuck. I gotta give me a mental health episode.
Anxiety, Rain. Eating ass, and it's like, What else?
And now Chris will talk about this gun. You know what? You know what? You know what? I need a mental health episode. And
substance.
We deliver it, you know what I mean? We get a substance, the content she wanted. And it was different. I ain't gonna cut. We learn what's a succulent. We learn what that is. Right, Chris?
Yeah, man. Tell us.
What's a succulent?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, a succulent?
Yeah.
Succulent is that's one of them girl favorite flowers, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a flower, you know what I mean? It's a flower. It can't give you much more than that, Keela. Like, it's a flower, dog. Like, that's the characteristics. It's a flower. It comes from the ground, you know what I mean? You water it, it'll grow, you know what I'm saying? It's a flower. I don't know what rain want from me, dog. But that's what it is, you know what I mean?
Nah, but it was dope though. We touch on anxiety. We touch on different types of anxiety, the deal with anxiety. Like, we touch on a lot of stuff. Good stuff. So if you haven't watched our last episode, you can go on YouTube and watch it. You can go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I think we're on Samsung too. For anybody that have an Android.
We're everywhere, man. We're everywhere.
You know what I mean? If I
want Amazon.
Yeah.
Go on Amazon right now. Type in with the green. You're gonna pop up.
Like a plane, you know what I mean? The sky, we're gonna pop up, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna pop up. So, yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man. But we're here. You know, we have something special for everybody today, you know? We're getting breezy, fresh off the shift, you know what I mean? It's the best breezy I could get, locked in breezy.
Yeah, here, man. Let's do it.
And then we get Akila in the building again. If I didn't know who this was, her name is Akila. She from Tutu. On the side.
From Tutu?
On the
no,
side.
So you gotta change Keela name from Keela B to Keela 2 times.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm
saying? I'm going
to do that. Keela 2 times, right? In the house.
How you feeling, Keela? How you feeling? How you feeling?
Hey, man. Good to be back on another one. And see how you? Like, it's been a long time, guys.
Tell the people why you ain't see. Tell the people. It's a transparent podcast.
Let's be transparent.
We just finished having a podcast discussing anxiety, you know what I'm saying? So,
really, they have to take a mental health reset.
About good.
I got you.
we take a reset if you
a reset from high altitudes. Because a lot was going on around them times, you know what I mean? And she feel a little uneasy, her anxiety or through the roof. But I really what went down, you know what I mean? But we here now, man. Happy to see you. Look nice. The braids in, you know what I mean? So for the listeners, I'm going to describe it for her. She get about like 80 braids, you know what I'm saying? Like flowing all the way to... You're touching your knee like me, you know. I can't really see how long it is. Okay.
Better ass, yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? So
by the cheeks, sundress braids is what they call it. Sundress braids, you know? You know? Then I go to the pool and bend over. Ah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's sundress braids. Yeah, the sundress braids for y'all who can't see it, man.
Sundress season is among us people. So I make sure I get ready, you know? Fellas, get ready, man. Get your shades on deck. Get your shades on deck so they don't see you looking. And ladies, you know what I mean? Just undress them ready, man. Mm-hmm. You ready for them. For sure.
Yeah. Before we start, I wanted to kind of shout out my boy, my dog. You know what I'm saying? A legend in the game. I want to show Breezy one time for the one time. You know what I mean? Because Breezy doing his thing. If I ain't checking, the man stepping out. You know, the man was the media man back in the day. I don't know if I know. Breezy bought a lot of these content creators out there, you check. So now my boy stepping out and yeah, you talking about you, nigga. Who was Breezy? I don't know. I only know one Breezy. There's only one Breezy, yeah, you know that.
I was been checking. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Hold on, you want me glaze, you dog? I don't say what. No, I just joking, man. But
I mean,
not
10 points for the humility. That was very humble. That was very humble of him.
Very humble, actually. See, he growing. Mm-hmm. Check out his content growing too. The man doing his thing. If I check out his clips and stuff, like the man hooping with his son, you know what I mean? Doing the voiceovers, doing the edits, you know what I mean? Posting consistently for y'all, he putting in the work, you check. So, like, you gotta give flowers to a man, especially now when it's no, because later when he blow, I'm gonna be able to get to him, you know what I mean? Like, his phone gonna be busy.
Hey, it's crazy, you know. If you thought I was joking a year ago and I've been like, yeah, man, I'm going to be on St. Craig from this day to this day. Whoever want pictures, they free, you know what I'm saying? You thought I was joking, like I was really just manifesting my life because it's going to be hard to like to yeah, reach you, me in a few, you know? You got, you don't got, you don't got call ring, then ring don't got call me.
Ring you know busy too. Ring busy too.
Just play, man. I know where to find me, man. I go always. As soon as I get time, as soon as I get to it, I go respond. And if I ain't respond, if I hit me up, if anybody listening to this, I hit me up, and I haven't respond, just hit me up again.
If you ain't respond, can you sleep? You know what I mean? Like this nigga sleep like a bear. So if, that's you the main I mean? Reason.
It's man, like, the Dream Wall is like a, it's an amazing place. Key like to be over that lot. You know what I mean? Like that's an amazing, amazing place. I ain't like some people are just go sleep and wake up, you know what I mean? Actually, they be dreaming, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
But we here, though. We here for our next grade little show, you know? Shout out to Zakiya one time for being here. She said, clock it. And I can see the chat. I can see the chat. You can't see the chat.
No, we can't see the chat.
I can see the chat. I just got to open the chat. Oh, you have an iPod. I don't know if you can open it. Chris, go open the chat.
Okay,
so on stream, yeah, you can open a chat, Chris. You just gotta hit the little chat option. I don't know about you.
Okay, I can see it. Yeah,
yeah, man. Open your chat, Chris. I see some people talking to you, man. Shout out to Zakiya again for coming on the show. Shout out to Quay one time for the one time for coming show and blessing us with our presence. But we here to talk about some real shit. Father, I don't know your check. Well, I want to start. I want to start with partner. I want to start with a TikTok sensation. I want to talk about the boy, Mr. Water himself. I want to talk about it. Nobody knows.
Might give you like
about.
Seven. Might give you like seven options. Like, yeah, let me go to the second one. You say, man. We are talking about it anyway. Like it don't matter, dog. Let we go. Let we run it. Let we run it. Let we run it. It's all.
You got the same option. Everything.
Kila rain. No, what's our life, man? You know, with this man, like that run ball, oh, man. Like fuck everybody, dog. Like let's come make comments off. Let's make comments off.
I could be transparent on this part, bro.
Yes.
All right, cool. Chris ain't prep at all for this episode. I let everybody know right now Chris is freestyling, dog. You know what I mean?
No, dog. That's not so true, dog.
About to lean
they're ready
heavily.
For each and every topic. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Talk to the people real quick. Let me get partner name and then we can roll through, man.
So, yeah, man. I just want to, like, let everybody know, like, reinset all, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I really look out for the people, them, you know what I mean? Like, I don't gatekeep. When the people then come to me and be like, man, Chris, like what you should do, you know what I mean, to get a bigger following or what you should do to do this or get here, you know what I mean, you're doing your thing, blah, blah, blah. I usually just tell them exactly what I did. You know what I mean? It may work for me. It may work for you. It may not work for you. You know what I mean? But I just let them know exactly what's going on. You know what I mean? I don't gatekeep. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? The vibe's inevitable. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're gonna say.
No, for sure. But like Rian was saying, you know what I mean? Like I've been posting a lot off of my personal page just because like I haven't been posting on my personal page in forever. So just to put like more personality into the podcast so you guys could get like a little gist of like Chris, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know a lot of listeners. They just know us from the pod, you know what I mean? They join the journey and they just know we from with the green. You know what I'm saying? They don't know we before that. So they get some that do, but you know, they get some that don't. Like I was going through the lake screen that clip that they do. And they had like five or six people that like it that actually following me. And it's like 117 people like it, you check. Yeah. So it's like that just make me think like, wow, a lot of these people really don't. You know, they just seen us, not for the first time, but they just really, like, getting familiar with us now. You know what I'm saying? So, if my accent is a little too strong, we try and clean that up. We try and find a good median.
Middle
you know,
ground? Like,
yeah. You know, maybe we could eliminate some things. You know what I mean?
I think we just gotta enunciate.
You see stuff like that there? That go out the window.
But you see, this is the thing about it. When you add subtitles into the little clips, like it'll change everything. Cause then they're learning now. They learn a new language. Mm-hmm. They understand the dialect. Like for example, the UK niggas, Them niggas will talk fast as fuck, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, sometimes you don't know what they're saying, you check. So it's like, the more we get used to them seeing them on TV, watching Top Boy, then you bring them into social media world and so, you know what I mean? Like, you start to understand them a little more. And I feel like with us, it don't kind of be like that too, because Fadi ain't changing for nobody. I don't know if y'all know. Fadi gonna be Fadi, and he gonna go on the Grammys, and he gonna talk like fucking Fadi. Since I don't even understand we, they're not gonna understand we.
If I don't know, Fadi is an artist from the Virgin Islands. You know what I mean?
Who don't Keela. Know fucking Fadi, my boy?
The huh? Keela.
Keela, don't.
I know him now. I know him now.
See?
I know him now. That's all that matters. Keela, man. The pod brought me.
Ain't rain. That's what he's saying, rain. But we are learning, dog. We are learning. We are learning. I here for you, you know what I mean? I here for you. Like, you the talk like everybody's supposed to know. What gay ass? I go help you.
I don't speak for the future, you check. I don't speak for the future. That's all it is, you know. I forward thinking. You know what I mean? I think that we are gonna be there soon, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, partner, I can't get his name. Fuck his name. Partner, right? Everybody know this dude. I'm gonna post it so y'all can see the picture and who the dude is or whatever. This dude went viral, like he had like a routine, he'll wake up, he just dump his head in water. And he
the buff
like,
dude.
Yeah, they got a lot of girls around he like solving he like Keela, this man will chop up fruits, right? The girls will cut up fruits, put it in a bowl or whatever, and feed this man like a king, you know what I'm saying?
It was I ain't gonna lie. I ain't mean to cut you off, Rain, but like I was in my head like, is no way this motherfucker going viral, dog. There's no way I keep seeing this fuck dog. And then I listen to a podcast today, that man talk, boy, he be like, dog. No way, dog. Like, I see a million of these fuck so much. Like, why this particular dude going viral? Miami hit this man in post. This man and all. I know we here and with the green talking about it, dog.
That's the beauty about being alive, you know? We talk about what's going on, you know what I'm saying? My name is Ashton Hall. For anybody who want to know who that is, you check. He get a recipe. What do you think he trying to do, Chris? Keela, you don't know who that is still, right?
I'm about to look him up right now.
I'm about to put on the screen so you can see him.
I think he probably, I mean, no hit, but I feel like he faking it till he making it, you know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah, because like, when he to be on the phone, quote-unquote phone, like in his clip, man, I be talking some crazy shit, dog. He would be like, you just made 10,000? Let's make 20,000 now. And then he'll be talking. The last clip he posted, he was like, bro, I was in the air for 4 minutes, no lie. And I kind of think, and I just me in my hair like, dog, what the frig you doing to be in the air for 4 minutes? You feel me?
Let me see.
Well, shout out to him, man. That's what's going on there, Keela.
You never see this dude before, Keela?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah. I saw the third video.
Mango slammy face in some water, dog.
That man said that he made that water company like mad money, like after he doing this, you check. Like, but there's a thing about it, 5 million followers. 5 million followers, you check. Like, you can't hate. Like, that's the thing about people, bro. Like, y'all don't hate, but like, y'all don't understand, dog. That fuck don't matter, you know. Watch out. No,
change that fuck, dog. My background dirty, dog.
Let me reset.
Boom. Yeah, that good.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me reset. Keela, you move over. But check it, right? Man, the hit. But it don't matter. Is like Redman always say, right? Like Redman always say, you could hate it, you could love it. But thanks for coming and showing support, because all I'm going to do is make me bigger. You know what I mean? Like that. So it's like everybody who hates him, and this man calling Connie and Connie names is like,
y'all fuck just still that share. I didn't see that fuck dog.
Still that share. It's still
I see people sharing and like this man didn't get me sick. I'm like dog, you just share, you just put him on, like all your friends, I'll get rid of him.
Yeah, like dead ass bro says like it can't knock. I mean, I not gonna wake up. A fucking thing, man, you know what I'm saying? Rip it off, you know, I ain't gonna do that whole thing and get an ice bowl of water and have somebody pour ice in that fucking dip, man. I ain't gonna do all that stuff, you know what I mean? But you can't knock when people doing what they gotta do to make it, you know what I mean? So shout out to the dude.
Nope, can't knock it.
And they working, so.
Yeah, obviously working. If you could think of something, I know you, Chris, I'm 100% sure you could think of something to do that could probably like get you this level of attention? What do you think it is?
You ain't gonna lie. Probably just making a smoothie.
This nigga ain't doing shit special, dog. Yeah,
what the fuck? This man ain't doing nothing. Man, laugh, man. Heck, dog. If I cutting my fucking fruits and I flinging them fucking in the air in slow motion and catching it in the fucking blender and fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I get a bad angles and I freaking pull out the almond milk and I get a milk rolling through and I catch it with my left hand and I drop it in the fuck. Like, you crazy, dog. I go deal up, dog. You just need the right edits. You know what I'm saying? We here.
Yeah, yo, shout out to Rico one time for pulling up, you know what I'm saying? So, Chris, you don't think he wilding though? Like, this might have like a bunch of Keela. This might call you, right? And be like, yo, Keela, you need to come through, right? Rico said, you think you the real fruit ninja or some fuck. So, Keela, this might
I gonna throw an apple in the air and be like,
and then he gonna catch it. Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Big, right off of that, like, it.
You know what's crazy? I ain't gonna even be cutting the apple, but the viewers ain't gonna know that fuck. Mm-hmm. I gonna throw a fuck in the air, and you gonna see me with a blade. All you gonna see is a shiny blade. And then I gonna just pan to the fucking apple, just drop it in a bowl in a bunch of pieces.
You know I'm gonna make you. You know I'm gonna make you viral. The blooper when you actually like cut yourself doing it. Everybody, I ain't gonna lie. A lot of man gonna be laughing, but fuck, I gonna be one of them. Crying, laughing, dog. I know you. Man, call me like, man, I'll send me a snap. Like, oh, I won't believe what just happened. That watch my hand.
Man, laughing at me. I gotta go buy a whole hook and replace my hand. And man, laughing at me. Instead of the man sympathizing, oh God, man, Chris, you wrong. But Elon Musk, the boat man, so he gonna make me a robotic hand for sure. So we good.
Keela, if something tragic happened to you, do you feel like you just hit your group chat for sympathy, or y'all are just level the playing field and just like talk about it? Like, what do you think you'd hit your group chat for?
If something tragic happened to her?
Tragic.
Who you'd hit up for you?
Well, I don't know, you know, like, it depends on what kind of tragic happened, because I have friends for different reasons. So depending on the context of the tragedy, gonna depend on exactly who I hit up for it.
What do you think, Chris? I think if you hit the group chat or anything, like for real, Chris, like something really happened, like, you know, I would say, you know, the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're obviously, you know, us, Chris. Come on, though. What do you think will happen?
Oh, probably, you know, I mean, because it's me, Keela, because it's me. Nobody don't ever take my life seriously, check. So I'm gonna probably joke about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until I friggin' let them know, like, this is real shit.
Like,
bro.
No, like, I serious.
Like, I literally just chop off my hand cutting fruits, like, for real, dog. Like, why are you laughing at me right now? Like, I need a friend, you know what I'm saying?
Laugh
like,
at that. I want to laugh. If you send a video of you screaming, I may laugh at that, though. We might, exactly. 2 days later, we're gonna be like, Chris. But you had to scream like that, dog.
Why you have friends with different
things. I'm gonna be real.
I want to ask Akila a question, no?
Oh, go ahead.
But, so you say like you get friends for different things, right?
Oh boy.
I love where this going.
So you don't think like a woman probably gonna need like a man for different things too, or a man probably gonna need a girl for different things too?
Hmm? No. Like somebody outside of your partner? Like that's what you mean?
Well, your partner could be your partner could be like your favorite, you know what I'm saying? Like that's the person that you confide in, but like you probably gonna need a next male individual to like relate and other stuff with you. There you go.
Well, if I have things like that, I don't go to my cousin.
Okay.
We have that kind of bond. So I would quicker go to him than go to a male friend about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't be real, man. Like, a lot of my problems, I think that's bad. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of my problems, I don't really talk to anybody about it.
That's a
girl. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't blame me about that.
I ain't gonna lie. I just don't really talk to nobody about it, but I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I cool in, you know, at somebody level with me, like, that fuck to come out. Like, it'll come out, dog. Like, let me tell you, like, that freak did just start pouring, dog. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's because I did just hold my shit in. You know what I mean?
So
because
you need I feel like a healthy outlet for them things.
Yeah, because I just don't.
You holding things in like that.
It's like, and that's our next thing too. Like, I just don't like to like harass people or anything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like to feel like I's a bother. So like, even as something as simple as like, hey, you available to talk? Like, I be like, man, in my back of my brain, like, suppose this person watching Netflix or something, like, or suppose this person about to cook, like, I just bothering them to talk about my life for real. So I'd be like, man, if it ain't even that deep, I can just talk to God. You know what I'm saying?
You see where you're wrong with that? Because, like, I used to be like that, and then I have a therapist. I'm afraid to say, like, I'm very open about that. And I used to tell her that all the time. Like, I have all my friends, and I'm not saying they're bad friends. They're amazing friends. I should be able to go to them, but I don't like feeling like I'm troubling you or I'm burdening you with my issues. And her response was, but you would do it for them at the end of the day. And if those is really your friends, it wouldn't matter what they're doing. They're dropping everything to listen to what it is going on.
Being a liar. When you tell me stuff like that, Keela, fuck, to make me feel like raining a real friend, my son. I feel like if I pick up the phone and call Rain, I'm going to be like, what the fuck wrong with you, the man?
He called me and just know what type of time you're on. But I feel like if you call Rain and you say,
Rain, I'm gonna be like, talk to God. I ain't gonna hang up.
That's crazy.
Rain, what's your response to that? I don't feel like you doing that.
That's our cap, though. That's our cap. Like, I is that nigga, yo. I keep it real for anybody listening. You know what I mean? Like, I is that nigga. Like, if you get real problems, like, you could hit me, dog. Like, I want to be a counselor. Like, that was my goal. Like, my dream was to be a psychologist. I wanted to sit down with a pen and pad, and I wanted to be like, so how you feel today? Like, that's what I really want to do. Like, I think I'm joking.
I'm
going to
be drying the whole time, you know, Keela.
Nah, I ain't going to be drying. I'm going to be listening. Nah, for real. Like, I dead ass wanted to do that. So, like, my friends have issues. Like, it's natural for me to be like, oh, what's going on, bro? Like, you good? Like, we could talk about it. And, like, my only issue is niggas don't want cheerleaders, and they don't really want people to actually, like, help. Just want to listen in the area. Check this one. Be like, yeah, dog, she fucking leave me, man. And just want you to be like, hey, bro, that's tough. Like, they don't want motivation behind it, Rich. You know what I'm saying? So that's
something within, like, the Black community where it's like, there's not that openness between male friendships.
You may be right. You know, shit could really get deep because something you say in the male community or the Black community.
Black, because I feel like I've seen more like Caucasian males like have that type of bromance, like that deep bromance, like they sit on and cry.
I ain't gonna lie, white people are not racist. White people are not racist as friendly as fuck. I ain't gonna even front. Like they just be wild. Like today, today, a father and his son come up to me and ask me to play 21, which is basketball. I was just chilling down the side. And it was like, this man was just talking to me for the whole time while we were playing. Like, I was like, damn, this is my mad friendly. Like, I just been chilling. And he's a man. You know what I mean? So, like, a lot of times, you're right. Like, man don't really walk up to other man like that, especially when they Black. To even talk about something simple as asking if they want to play basketball. So, like, you're right, too. Opening up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's crazy.
I mean, I feel like it just depends on the level of friendship. But, yeah, a friend I've been friends with for, like, a long fucking time, man, since I was in, like, sixth grade up to this day. And, like, you know, I'll tell this man anything, you know what I mean? So, I think it just depends on who you trust. I think that's the next thing. Like, we just have a hard time trusting people. So I think that could be it for us.
Rain, get cross on me all the time.
Even today, every day.
Because we would, you know, like we said, like, we end up in a room with somebody, like, you know, that could really help us out with, like, with the podcast. And that man would be like, yeah, man, I know Chris since, like, seventh grade. Yeah, man, I know Chris from way back when. And this man that always turn and watch me, like, why you never like this, man? Like, what going on with you? And they just be like, man, like, really and truly brings me back to what I was saying all year in terms of, like, reaching out to people, you know what I mean? Like harassing people, asking for something. Like, other than gas money, like from time I graduate from high school, like I ain't never asked my parents for nothing, dog. You know what I mean? Other than gas money.
Independent.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just always had that mindset, like, to not really ask for help. And that's where I am today, you know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. But sometimes if you need help, you got to be... You think you're scared of people throwing things back in your face, too? You think that's
no.
what happened?
Nah.
Or you just really just don't like asking
don't want bothering. He don't like bothering people. Not that dude. Not he.
I just don't want to harass nobody, dog. You know what I mean? So, like...
We get people keep on saying, like, hey, if I need something, hit me. And I'll go in the chat and be like, hey, yo, Chris, my guy hit, blah, blah, blah. And Chris will be like, man, I mean, what about this, man? But bro, the man literally sending all caps. Hit me if you need something. And this man will be like, nah, I don't want about this, man. The man just have it in here, check. I was talking to my boy, Khalid, today. Because, you know, he did the music and so, like, I was telling him, like, for
him.
Me. Yeah, shout out to you for sure. I was telling him, I was like, the thing about social media for me is that I don't like DMing people. Or like trying to like push the product and trying to like send it in their DMs. I don't feel like I
Mariano
harassing people.
In my DMs.
I feel like I harassing people. You know, and it's like, he was like, nah, nigga, you gotta be a pest. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't send my shit everywhere when my shit drop. I was like, that's something I just got trade. You check, like, it just, I guess that's something we got knock out to us. It's just not bothering people thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we 20 minutes in, man. We got people on IG joining, you know, shout out to everybody on IG one time. The chat different. You can't see the chat on this side for IG, but you can see the chat on YouTube.
Yeah.
People on YouTube join us, you know, people on IG join us. People on
Facebook
locked in, you know what I'm saying? So we here and we get some topics that we want to touch on. Hold on 1 second. Yes, say shout out to all the fathers out there one time. The parenting, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the parents, the moms, the
boy,
fathers.
Boy, see
how
I start to them, man. See how I start to them.
What do you see?
I see how I start to them, man. They were like, shit, let me read that fuck wall for a hold on. I get my shit done, open up, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ready, we in front of the laptop today, you know what I'm saying? So, okay, yeah, boom, this was a start, right? Put a daddy in a full-time mother position and bet he'll fold. I share it and said, come on now. Absolutely no real dad folding under these circumstances. You know what I'm saying? Had people like Rain loving it. You know what I'm saying? Had other fathers loving it, agreeing with what I had to say. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was man funny because, you know, shout out to all the moms. Like, I don't even want to take nothing away from Ayo because I know it hard, you check? But that's just the fact of the matter, dog. It hard for Ayo, but ain't hard for we, you know what I mean? Like, we as dads, like, being a, like, being a, like, you could, like, your father when you're in life, Keela.
Yeah.
You know, to bring us
well,
touchy subject.
That's my father, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's my father, yeah.
And okay, no, because my biological father isn't, but the man that I grew up with, like, that's my father regardless.
So it's like, you know, like if you in a, like, you know, it's like a certain level of respect you to have for a father, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can behave better naturally, you know what I'm saying? Not because, like, you afraid of his, like, he gonna beat you, but, like, just a man, you know, just having a man in the house, you know what I mean? Just having a man around you is really gonna help you to, like, you know, lock in and behave yourself and do what you're supposed to do. It actually has statistics and studies that shows that, you know, children that grew up in a household where a father and it really grew up to be more successful, you know what I'm saying? And they actually had a statistic to show that, you know, men that grew up in single mom household, they usually, they, you know, take the wrong route in life, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't, like, and this ain't me dissing the moms once again, you know what I mean? Like, we just put that up there. I ain't dissing the moms. I understand it rough for Ayo. But going to that status, I don't see no real father, like a real, probably a dad that never do this before. Probably, like, you just drop a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old on his doorstep, and he never, ever been a dad before, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you's a dad, for real. Moms leave for, like, 2 weeks. Piece of cake, dog. Piece of cake. You know what I'm saying?
So you, so you think, you think where you think that came from? You feel like it's more like that came from like the nurturing standpoint. Like I feel like I don't think that they think that we're gonna just neglect the kid or we're not gonna do what we're supposed to do with a kid. You know what I mean? I feel like it probably coming from like a different angle. They're probably talking about like I said, nurturing or like the type of love they don't give the kid. They can't imagine a father to get that love. I think that's where they're coming from that.
That's why he put real. That's why he put real father, because don't get me wrong, you know. It really to be hard to come on our podcast and defend man, dog. You check what he's saying? Because they got a lot of niggas out there that is real bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That man just moaning and complaining for every fuck. Like, oh my God, I gotta change a diaper again. Yeah, he on chemical. A lot of these things say, nigga. But you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. So I could only talk for me. My brother Reno, for sure. And like a couple other fathers out there that I close with, I know that man going mash up once given an opportunity to be a full-time daddy, check.
But you think, Kayla, you feel like men going full if they was putting up full-time position automatically?
I think I see it exactly how Chris saying it. Real fathers would not, like, my mother would be gone, like, you know, on holiday vacation or like work trips. And my father did in our hair, like putting bubbles in our hair and things like that. So definitely the real fathers, they wouldn't fall. Because even on the nurturing side of things, they would still be able to nurture you the same type of way as well.
Big facts. Big facts. Okay. Well, that could bring us to one of our topics that we have for today. Like, speaking of real fathers, right? A lot of, we've been seeing a reoccurring thing. Social media, amongst our peers, on TV shows. We've been seeing newly parents split up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a child and now they ain't feeling a relationship no more. So let me dive into that, you know what I mean? So after a child is born, why are we seeing these relationships end? Why are we seeing them expire? Why are we seeing the man not feeling a girl no more, a girl not feeling a man no more? What going on? What going on in these households? Oh, I think that is.
Responsibility grew. It's a whole new plethora of things. Because you see how they say, and this is my opinion, you know, you see how they say you don't know somebody till you live with them? Mm-hmm. You don't know somebody to have a child with them. That brings out a whole different side of people, because now you can actually see, one, how responsible this person is, how caring this person is, how considerate this person is. If the mother getting up all night breastfeeding and thing, you think you could take a chance to go and change the diaper at least one time in the middle of the night instead of having her get up all the time? I just think it's a lot of those things combined.
And on a day... That's great points, Keila. At the end of the day, a lot of times, this is just like, this is just me looking in, you know what I mean? I ain't saying I experienced this. But a lot of times, you know what I mean? Like, couples, relationships is rooted or based, or the origin of their relationship is sex. So... I mean, that's how you make a child in the first place. That's how a child will come into this world. You have sex, a man and woman have sex, and then boom, the baby. So, that'll really, like, I like to, like, you say it, but I'm going to say it in a different way. Like, that'll really, like, test your gangster. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you love this person. Let me really see how much you love this person. She really look exactly like how she had looked before the baby, no. You know what I mean? Like, she ain't glowing like before. You know, she get a couple little bags in her eyes now. Her hair ain't always done because she ain't got time to do her hair. She got to deal with the baby. You know what I mean? Like, she ain't always smelling the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, she walking for real. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's when you got to dig deep and be like, okay. Because if you love this person, unconditional is unconditional. Like, if your mom think I love you still, you know what I mean? Your hair shock out, I still love you. Like, your body ain't looking the same. You know what I mean? That's fine. I love you. I ain't love your body. So, a lot of times, especially in this new age, you know what I mean? A lot of, like, relationships superficial. A lot of relationships based off of sex. you think you love this person because of the feelings you get after you guys have sex, or the feelings you guys, you know what I mean? Like this person safe, this person look good, and his sex is good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you feeling like, yeah, this is your person. Now the baby come, I can't have sex like that. That's our next thing too, because you have to wait a certain amount of time before you guys go have sex again.
Yeah.
And then the you may not even have the time. Even after the time pass, and now it's time, yeah, we could have sex. No, man. Yeah, let we go. No. Mama tired. You know what I mean? Father, you know, like, and then all of these things happening, and next thing you know, you three months in, and you ain't been intimate, you know what I mean? You ain't had that type of love back and forth. So now, this thing called love between you, this tie, this bond that you say you build is just inexistent, you know what I mean? Nobody ain't watering that plant or that vine that keeping you together. You check so by saying
flame, the flame dying.
The flame, you know what I mean? So the candle outing, you know what I mean? It dim bad. Something that used to shine so bright before, like, it looking like a little gust, a little piece of wind going, your fucking leg gone. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel.
I want to touch somebody. Shout out to TC Nolian. She said, you know, also moms do be going through postpartum depression and they don't feel it themselves, like, for a couple of years. It checks her, like you saying, like, she may not be looking how she was. She may not be acting how she used to act either, because she don't even feel like, damn, this is me. I don't feel like myself, and I can't imagine what I even feel like. So I guess these are things that will cause the couples to drift apart. So all but like what Chris was saying too, the foundation was built on something that probably wasn't substantial. If you build a foundation off of sex, right, lust, desire, then it's like really and truly, like, when I get into these hardships and I really get these problems, it's like, I really gonna work it out, you know? Like, I probably never had a real big problem before, ever. And I know I got big problems with a baby in mind, a full-time job in mind, you know what I'm saying? So that could be rough for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Big fucks. Big fucks. Big stinking facts. So guys out there, end of the day, it's a new life, man. And that person that you ain't attracted to anymore, or you don't even want to be around, and she to get you sick, no dog, she sacrificed a lot to bring your seed into this world. So like, take that into consideration, or put that in your brain. The next time you feel like being disrespectful or mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, be like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
I want to poke a question.
Have some consideration.
Yeah, because a lot of times, for sure.
Like, the man body ain't going through changes. Is the woman body going through changes?
That's why I say I want to poke a question. Because I do feel like really, reality-wise, I feel like, yeah, the men don't go through the physical changes. Well, they probably do.
Fuck that, etiquette.
For sorting. Yeah, like, niggas eat when I'm hungry and I'm craving Wendy's, Frosty.
We pregnant. We pregnant.
I'm craving shit. The man will eat too. The check says that it's sorting things the man got also deal with. But it's like, I don't know, it's like very sensitive, because like, navigating what are you going through, being patient with y'all, you know what I mean? But like, what are we supposed to do as men? Like, what are we supposed to do? What do you think we supposed to do, Keela, from your imagination? What do you think we supposed to do as men in these trying times?
I think
you cussing me, because I ain't close the closet door, and you cussing me. That's it'd
be
like,
them fuck. It'd be them fuck.
Fuck. Who leave the? Where your slippers?
That consideration and that open communication. Man. Like, at the end of the day, I ain't saying it's right, you know, but the woman body going to changes. Her mood is going to be fluctuating up and down. It's just like when we get our period, monthly, your mood going to be fluctuating up and down. So, as a man. Sorry, guys. I gotta try understand.
And by understanding, this is key, guys. This is key. Listen carefully. By understanding, do not take anything that she says or do. Personal. Cause once you take it personal, you know what I mean, and you hold it to your heart, and you know what I mean, you're in your feelings. That's when it's like, no, it's like you gain into it with somebody that ain't even mentally there.
So if you call you a bitch ass nigga, what do you think?
You're supposed to just take it on the chin, bro. Was just take it on the chin.
She mean it, man. She mean it.
Because like even if you may have some slick shit to reply with, but like that fuck gonna fuck she up more than whatever she said fuck you up, dog. Cause she there at such a fragile point in her life, dog. Yeah. You know what I mean? She may hit you like you's a bitch ass nigga and be like, yeah, you just had a kid for a bitch ass nigga. And she like, what the fuck? No, she crying, you know what I mean?
You used to like, be in the car outside, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
this is interesting, though. I guess that makes sense of why I did a breakup then. Cause you, like you said, like, yeah, especially if you're a young couple, too. I mean, most of us, let's be real, most of the time, these couples are the breakup and they first get do be young, though. Your check, so like that makes sense too. Cause when you're young, you want to hear them fuck your check. Like, yeah, I walk in my ass, I have 9 to 5, and you just, you know, you home doing your thing, and it's like, I reach home, and you cussing me. It's like, bro, I want to hear your mouth. Then I'm like, what the fuck you telling me? You my child, man. You know what I mean? It's like, I could see how they could break up, man. That's tough though. Like Chris saying, to build a foundation, make the foundation strong. So I don't
sometimes it happens.
You don't really blame because you ain't really learning this until you go through it. I feel like life lessons like this should have been taught, like postpartum depression, like and a lot better thing till, you know, years down the line. Things like that should have been brought up in health classes and stuff.
Like when I learned about postpartum depression, it was like a did you know video. Did you know that women go through postpartum? I'd have been like, no, let me. You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that. So I was like, I was very intrigued when I first found out. Like you said, like, sure. You know, this shit should be taught to us. But that's why with the green hair, man, let's get out your knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Before you lose the juice, think about a goose, you know what I'm saying?
Before you lose the juice, get to know the goose, the geese, you know what I'm saying? make sure. Make sure, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, I'm give out some advice. Let me look in the camera. Oh, before you lose the goose.
Before you lose the goose.
Before you lose the juice. Before you lose the juice, hey, I have to get to know that lady, you know. Oh my God, go through some fights first. Make sure you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Pour something hard in her face. Run up a credit card.
Wait, hold on.
A credit card. You know hold on. Pour an obstacle in front of her and okay, see okay, what okay. Gonna happen. You check, okay, like,
you clean it up.
Crash your car. Crash your car. But that ass though, like, you know what I mean? You gotta know who you're going to battle with. Like, that's the one thing I appreciate with Chris, right? Jumping on this journey with Chris, doing a podcast with Chris. And so, like, I feel that because we know each other is why this fuck running how we running. You know what I mean? Like, if me and he didn't know each other, man, this fuck would have shut down year one.
Like, wow. I don't wanna, you see, that's why I don't harass people, you know, Kayla. I don't even feel that way, dog. I know
how
to be
foundation, you know.
I know how to be pissing rain off. You know what Rain tell me this morning, dog?
This morning?
Yeah, this fucking morning, dog. You know what Rain tell me this morning? We talking about this life tonight, right? We getting ready for it and prep for it, right?
Oh, I can't.
And like one just respond saying, you know, this is his words, you know. Every day. And I just realized me and you is two different human beings. Type of shit is that, dog? Like, what the fuck that's supposed to be? And then he gonna proceed to continue the conversation that we were having. I was like, yo, you gonna just run past what the fuck you just said? And you gonna even clarify. What the fuck you mean by that, man?
I gonna give everybody an insight that we're dealing with Kayla. Let me show you something crazy. That was yesterday morning. But he really think that was this morning. So to show you what I really fuck dealing with, you know, yeah, that's why we two different human beings. That's some real shit.
That fuck was this morning, Rain. I promise cool. You.
After
that.
The party, you gonna see. Boy, he's something special, my son.
This fuck was this morning. We just talk so much, you know what I'm saying? You don't know.
Yeah. I appreciate that, right, for pumping to the live one time again, man. I appreciate that. We're doing this every Wednesday, man. I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't gonna do this every Wednesday, but we're doing this for every Wednesday, man. You know, we getting love everywhere. IG showing love. I ain't gonna lie, IG definitely showing love. YouTube showing love. FB showing love. We got a fuck on the right page this time.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord up above, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I appreciate that, right, for pulling up one time for the one time.
Yeah, everything is a work in progress, man. Like, we really just hit the road where I put. And like now we just like we just changing the tire and
we had a brand new car in Okie. You know, a brand new car that was working. You know, Chris is just like the window that no roll along fast enough, man. We gotta do something different, man. Like, what?
And then they modified, you know what I'm saying? No year.
Then I went to exhibit to pimp the ray and the ray that come with some issues, you know, but we here now.
At least we got a fish tank, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we tinted now, we good to go. Hey, so Chris want to expound. Chris want to expound, you know what I'm saying? He want to be on different social platforms. My boy take a journey and he went on Threads.
Oh yeah, I definitely went on Threads.
He went on Threads and he posted a very interesting post and he got a lot of good feedback, you know what I mean? We're gonna touch on open relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, they pull that up. Shout out to everybody that's been friggin' with we, you know what I mean? Not only with the green, but like us personally, you know what I'm saying? That just brings me back to what we are saying with Jay Garcia, man. Like, your stranger is going to be your number one supporter. Like, I will literally, like, oh, shit.
This a fuck no,
mister. See the fuck with this phone.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, right? Good?
Boy, I'm about to shut the live down. My name good? Is Daniel Punts. Hey,
we good. So, yeah, dog. So, it's like, sorry. So like yeah, dog. So I was literally going through my news feed, and Rena tell me yesterday he was like, "Yo, shout out to you on your clips, man. That shit was going crazy." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I wake up in the morning, I had 117 likes. I ain't even know that. So when I went and check it out, I said, "Let me see who liked this." Heck, friggin' like 10 of them is my friends, dog. No people ain't know. Everything has been
everywhere else.
That's other people around in my head, like damn, like people around the world really like, you know what I mean, seeing me right now. So that's pretty dope. Yeah.
But I gotta do with Threads. The phone file make you forget we're talking about the open relationship on Threads. Let me know what
no.
Oh, context.
Remember
context,
My phone is my fuck. So yeah, I gotta pull it up on my actual screen. You know what I mean? So now I get it up on the screen. Context. You know what I'm saying? Now we here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so this actually got 38 replies. Like, so I just went on Threads on the with the green.pod page. So if you guys are on Threads and you want to follow
send
us,
send the link. Hey, put up a corporation, send the link. Then that's a whole next job. Everybody bear with us, man.
I got you. But you could just go on Threads and just look for with the green that party, you know? And then they're gonna be there.
You know.
Is it linked to the Instagram page? Because if you're on the Instagram,
yeah, link to the Instagram page
from Instagram. Nah,
you can't do it from Instagram, man. That's giving me double work, you know, but it's okay, man.
I'm gonna send the link. Hold on.
Fuck both of us. Crush.
It's just hard for me to right click with this dumb Mac, dog. Like, I don't know how hard to do that for.
I get you, man.
You get it? Okay, perfect.
You pull it from the WTG page?
Mm-hmm. So, like, I just randomly pop thoughts on an open relationship. You know what I mean? So, this person named Really Reno, he said it's like having a bunch of cars. You know what I mean? And luckily, we have Really Reno here on the pod with us. So what do you mean by, like, get that, bro? Like, what do you mean by an open relationship is, like, having a bunch of cars? Like, because in my brain, it's like, damn, if I have a bunch of cars to choose from, I ain't really something, man. What's your thoughts on that? Okay, so.
Yeah, but so you say it's like a bunch of cars? I say it's like a bunch of cars. So having an open relationship, I feel like it's a bunch of cars. Cause in the days, I feel like that's like one day I got a Lambo, right? Then the next week I got a Bugatti. Then next week I got a Porsche. You know what I mean? I get three cars. You check like one of them gonna be my favorite. You know what I mean? Somebody gonna get more love than somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I gotta get gas for all of them. I gotta get insurance for all of them. Like, it's a lot of responsibilities, a lot of work. If one
so
of them
broke, so you're saying
there's
a lot
care of it, and no, I gotta worry about this. I can't worry about the rest. It's like, that's why I say it's like cars. You check. I ain't never say it's a bad thing, cause men love cars. But I just saying like that's the way it is, and I feel that that's where the problems are raised. Because if you think about it, if cars had feelings and you didn't drive your Lambo for 3 weeks, you know what I mean, your Lambo might not start again. You get what I'm saying? So like, you don't give that girl a lot of attention for a while, she don't want to leave, you know. So it's just a headache that I just wouldn't want to deal with. But shout out to all the niggas that could do it though. I'm proud of y'all.
Look at Neo living his best life.
Shout out to Neo. But the thing is, Neo can afford to have 10 Lamborghini Bugattis, and you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly what you're saying, Irene. Yo, one just can always be the favorite. One can still get more. So, like, what's the point of it?
I get mixed replies, right? So, I'm going to just highlight the ones that really stood out. So, simply Crix, right? He said, do what you want, but there's a reason why humans are monogamous. So for you guys who don't know what monogamous means, that's a person being with one person. You know what I mean? One person. So I would like care to share, and it was like, personally, I don't think you could truly love more than one person. There's always going to be a partner you want to be with more. I see it with my friends who are in poly relationships, and I don't understand why they even do it. They are with each other the whole time. The third person gets less attention, and it gets less attention if they even come at all. You don't just want to hurt them and feel like somewhat in love, but it's nothing with substance. People can do what they like, but I think there's a reason to being monogamous. So hold on. Before we go any forward, somebody responded to him, and he was saying humans aren't monogamous. It has taken the rise of Christianity, imperialism, laws, and immense social pressures to build and maintain its cultural supremacy. And even then, cheating is sadly very common. It was only a matter of time before society starting to disentangle from those forces normalized alternatives. So we get like, from them two people, we get like two different, like, you know, it's kind of like a debate. You know what I mean? Like, we get two different point of views there. You know what I mean? So what I feel about what was being said.
I feel like it was a lot, to be honest. So you ain't gonna capture them on the
Okay, well, let me break it down, right? The first person.
It was deep, that's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't understand.
No, I understand. I meant it was deep. You know,
okay, cool.
The response back to the person, I will laugh in the middle of it.
So he was basically saying that humans aren't monogamous. It took a lot of laws, it took a lot of, you know, social and media influence, as well as religion and Christianity, to, like, you know, discipline we or shape we into monogamous beings. So that's what it was saying. He basically was saying that being monogamous is unnatural. That's why we see so much cheating in today's society. That's what he was saying.
You think if they change the society rules and laws, you think all behaviors are changing? For example, if Donald Trump said one man, one woman, if you get caught cheating, your dick can get cut off. And like, he actually implement that for the next 10 years. Like,
imagine you being the first person to get your fuck chopped off.
Like, but that is a joke.
What? No, man. Hey, you got you.
But just fuck. People thought it was a joke, right? People were like, oh, this fuck is a joke. Trump ain't serious. He ain't cutting no dick off, right? And Trump like, no, he did that. Boom, he cut 10 dicks off the first day. Like, for real. Right? The dead ass, like, he ain't playing. Like, I gotta be one man, one woman. But like, for the next 10 years, he been chopping dicks off. Like, just hear me. I know it sounds funny, but hear what I translate. You don't think the men, the minds would be conditioned and changed where the kids know when they turn 18, 19, 20, 21, like, and they get married and stuff. You don't think they going to know when they bring, like, wow, if I fuck around, Trump ain't going to play. Like, you get what I'm saying? You think like, they're going to be thinking? You think they're going to be thinking they want to cheat? Or you think they're going to be thinking, like, man, I don't want to get fucked up. So I have that thought in my brain, you check? Yeah. So it's like, it sounds like that could be a cultural thing that was just how we was before. So you just see a bunch of different cultures still doing it. But it's like, that's just what they was taught as well. You know, it may feel like anything could be taught. It's the moral of the message. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody listening one time for the one thing. I don't support dicks getting chopped off. I'm just saying. I'll just example.
I feel like everything is like, I feel like everything. It just like, what? Like life is really a conflicted like, thing. You know?
Yeah, chill, son.
I love it.
Support the chat. Yeah, okay.
So if a woman cheat, what happened? Fill her up with water. Then she drink.
No, she support it, right?
As an act of man cheating, cause and effect. So it wouldn't need to happen to us because we're only doing it as get back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I don't want to cheat for get back.
And I lead the way, you know?
Wow.
All I know is I gonna regret that fuck. You gonna regret that fuck. Because I got a lot of girls that take their man back after cheating. And like, imagine you take him back and he ain't gonna know what you like.
Cockless. Yeah, cockless man, no, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's should a leave cruel you punishment. Wood, you know? That's a cruel punishment.
I think it should be.
No. They get other things they need to worry about before they implement that fuck.
Nah, for sure.
That's crazy.
Well, I think it's a I know going I say checking, but Plucky was saying open relationships always fails because one will fail to understand the open policy. I think that's true.
I think so because if me and you together, right?
Yeah,
we point. I don't even know who I point. Okay,
TC said she said she think man would still take the risk if they were cutting dicks off. Go ahead, gotcha.
Dude, we've been illegal for so long, dog, and niggas still find a way to smoke that fuck. Like, what you mean? Like, they gonna find a way? Man gonna find a way.
Gone
through
Kila.
And I just go long, dog. Like, if you were Chris, go on. We're listening.
Okay, so if I were Chris and we decide we're gonna be in an open relationship, right? At some point, it gonna have some sort of selfishness or possessiveness involved in it because this is your person at the end of the day. So, like, at some point, somebody going feel some type of way, and then it gonna always have that one person in a relationship that gonna always love the person more. Again, always. So once you even get to that point where you love somebody that much, you can always have that little 5% up.
It complicated, man. It complicated.
You say how to fix it?
I know how to fix it. Contracts.
How are you to fix it?
Somebody say something very, very
contracts.
Deep.
You somebody dreads, Chris, or you reading the comments? Which one are you doing?
I can't see the comments. I have dreads. Shout out to everybody in the comments.
Zakiya, hit me on Trey. Yeah, Trey and Asia with a married man chop off their arms to show they're married.
You see? Any man doing too much, dog. The whole arm? Ever happened to a wedding band, man? So like this person said, right? Caruno. It's a bad name, dog. An invitation of multiple energies in which you aren't fully aware. Then bringing said energy into one another, a recipe for disaster.
So, like, soul ties, essentially.
No, like if I go and have
cheating
sex,
more than anything, though. Whoa.
If I go and have sex with this girl and she like, you know, like her energy just, you know, like she just invite a lot of like negative demons. Energy, and it's like dumb shit always happening to she because her frequency ain't up there, you know what I mean? And then I come home to you, Akil, and I crawl in bed with you, and I have sex with you, and now, you know, I get that energy from my next person, and put it in. You know, all of a sudden, you feeling sad and depressed, and, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I guess that's what that person mean by recipe for disaster, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's why I went back to the contracts thing, right? I feel like if you really sit on, like, let's say, for example, Chris, you was a girl, and Keila, you was my girl, right? and two of you come together, we form a contract and say, look, open relationship, use mine, use mine. This is how we're going to do this, parameters, this is how it's going to go. Like, if you do that, they feel like ain't no room to get, you know what I mean, to get hot. You can't get hot if it's written, you know what I mean? If I said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, taking you to the beach, you can't be vexed. You saying the fuck, you know what I'm saying? I just saying, like, you
that's, saying. That's the tricky thing, man, because a lot of times in these type of stuff, you're going to meet the person halfway. And if you're meeting somebody halfway, that means you got to do something that you don't want to do. Because you're meeting them halfway. So it's like you're going to still feel, because that faith I feel, you're going to be like, you're going to be home cooling and she just come home and you be like, so how was it? Oh, shit. She don't come home. Shit, she coming in the morning. And you just there like wow, my girl really just getting slut out, me son. Man, God, like, you ain't going to want to touch you again, man. Right? You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? No. I would never be in something like that. I'm sorry to say. Oh, good man.
You're Jack. So it's like, yeah.
I want to ask. What I think is like, because, you know, marriage and stuff to come into play. That's one of the quick side question. What I think is like a good consequence for like infidelity cheating and stuff like that. Like, people are like, for example, if you get married and stuff, like, you could write in a marriage clause, if you cheat, you know, you gotta give me your house. Like, what I think is a good
punishment.
A fine?
Yeah, a fine is good. And then a fine, bro.
A fine can only work if I feel that separate account.
Yeah.
They gonna go into something. A fine.
Like, no, it gonna 10,000? Go. It gonna come straight out your paycheck, and then go right into our account. Like, your next thing you get paid, you just cheat. That's $200. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. $200.
$200.
Money can come back, so I don't want to see that gonna work.
So what do you think? Healer is a good punishment for cheating.
I hit way hot dog, like,
oh my god,
I just want evil
relationship both the
like,
end. Relationship going done.
Way hot, like
that way.
She a rock girl. Oh, you were saying about rock girls already? Huh? Reno, like, I was saying
that rock girl is very cool. I was saying that, like, their hospitality is very high. Their customer service is
very loving. Service, you know, and they get saying? Big like, hearts.
They're warming, you know what I mean? They're very inviting.
Ask Reno what he say. I was like, Akila from Rock, you know?
That's crazy.
Man, like, you crazy. Akila got a big heart. That girl went in her car while she was moving and still.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, back you. Yeah, man, back you.
Back you. Like, what the fuck?
I was like, you're right. One thing we ain't gonna do is
I just support
the ladies.
WTG girls, you know what I'm saying? What's up?
Big up,
WTG girls. Shout out, Big Cass, you know, one time for the one thing. Shout out, our manager, one time for the one thing. You know, Big LA in the motherfucking house, you know. Shout out, she for sure.
Yes, say.
But yeah, man, I don't want to talk about this cheating topic no more. I ain't gonna lie. I'm getting scared in my house.
I ain't gonna lie. I both of them make me send a couple of texts right now because we done here talking about cheating so long.
Yeah, that's not.
Somebody like the sage, dog.
Yeah, like the sage, please. For the people.
And get that shit out the air, you know.
Protect, man. You know, before we close, we get one more thing we want to touch on, man. I'm gonna be transparent on the part. I was being a consumer. I was watching social media. I was on IG chilling, and this partner was talking about locking in. You check, and he was talking about, when do men lock in? Like, what's some scenarios that men do lock in that y'all could think of? Gone through, Chris. When is that time a man do like lock in for real?
If somebody call a man fat, probably gonna lock in. Lock in the next week.
It might be somebody like, close to you, like his
grandparents. No, especially if somebody close. If your mom say you gain fat.
Yeah, you had somebody tell you fat, go home to visit.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make you lock in. Somebody close to you call you fat because they know how you look, not fat. So you're like, damn, I must be fat for real. And then you got a friggin', you know, Then you gonna lock in a bit. I ain't gonna be eating no more bullshit. I gonna take my ass to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm gonna get ready. Our next thing that could make you lock in is if you watch your bank account and that shit bought the free close to the friggin', you know, to the feel safe, you know what I mean? That's like, wait, that frig almost, you know what I mean? We're gonna make you lock in, you know what I mean? Start saving, start being more mindful of your dollars. And shit, I bust chest. That's the best type of lock in.
Bust chest. Like for a woman, is definitely, huh? What you say, Ryan?
A bust chest gonna make a nigga lock. The fuck, I'm not gonna start talking to God.
Once you talk to God, it's up. Once you talk to God, it's up.
You listen to gospel music on the way to work. You going to the gym. You look like a demon in the gym. No headphones in the gym. Crazy, like you wild.
Especially when you didn't expect it from that girl. Oh, I love to see how it just get bust up, you know.
That's crazy.
I love it. I love it.
I gotta take my words back, Chris. She's sus.
Kira, you remember that state girl on the basketball team that boss me? Fuck, I've been like, she on the basketball team. She all blazing.
I know you're talking about.
She been with it.
Yeah.
I fuck make me lock in. I had one of the best seasons I had playing for UVA that year. You know what I'm saying? I was locked the fuck everywhere. In. You know what I mean?
To be honest,
I was locked the fuck in. You know what I mean?
I bust chest to make a
the season before the to that in. Season, it was just like a.
So yeah, Keela, what's some ways that girls are like? What don't make her lock in for real?
I feel like we similar to you with some stuff because for me, like. Okay, I've been on a weight loss journey, right? Finally gone down like 10, 15 pounds, right? I get what I want to get. And I post the side by side on close friends. One of my friends say, sis, yeah, but I'm gone, you know. What? I want to be in the gym. Like, I'm working on this glutes, you know. Like, that's glutes.
Not the bum gun, man. Not the bum.
You said jiggle, and now you telling me ain't got nothing. Nah, man.
She probably just was hating, man.
Hey, buddy.
That one they can be real.
That's all
you friend. I had porn on a jumpsuit last weekend, and I went out to a comedy show. And I said, nah, man. This heck ain't used to look like this before. And I was like, no. It's time to lock in. I got to look good come next
month. You just sit on for your job? Like, you got to sit on.
Listen, it's so bad. I buy one of them step thing now, so I have my job like stepping.
Hey man, that's a cheap code too.
That's locking in.
Cheap code too. If you could find a way to get in some type of working out while working, that's a cheap code. That going to take you to our next level. You know what I mean? I got a weight room that is like 4 minutes away from my job, and I ain't gonna lie, I gotta pay a lot a month for it because it's like it's one of the nicer ones, and you know. The one that I had to pay $10 a month for, that heck fire for like 20 minutes. I always say, it's like, you know what? I'm going to just go to this one. So being able to like, I could clock in and still gain a little walk. Yeah, it's actually good.
Well, for sure. Y'all don't have no other things that I make a lot of, you know, set of, you know, body positivity.
But stress same way because I feel like with women, our get back when it comes time for our chest game was different because we leveling up. In some type of way, like, yeah, you can probably want cheap back, but like, I feel like if I get my chest bust, I just leveling up my life completely, like automatically, just so you could feel, you know.
Yeah, man. You're doing it to make the man feel.
Like, look? Yeah, you know. I feel like women they do that. I know a lot of my friends like that too. So I feel like women they lock in after bust chest too. And all you do that, you gotta make you feel bad. You gotta make you feel some type of way. Go ahead, Chris, if you got more, because I got about two more.
One, any type of change, whether it's you moving someplace new, you get a new job, you get fired, you know what I'm saying? You're there in a new situation, like it's a change from the norm, lock in. And like anytime I watch my kids, you know what I'm saying? They lock in. So. Them is two more
that
things
sweet,
I wanted to add.
That was sweet.
Yeah, like it'd make me like I see them like I'd be there like man, the man just walk by me and I just watch them and like Yeah, let me lock in for you.
I ain't gonna cap, that's facts though. That's facts. Like, whenever I doing something at work or I stressing about something, like, I don't have a fuck it, give up mentality. I have a, all right, bro, like, you know, Renee, I gotta be rich, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta lock in. So, like,
don't ever give up.
That is big motivation for you.
You don't ever give up. You could take a breather, you know what I mean? You could take a step back, catch yourself, and then resume. But don't end it, you know what I mean? Don't end game. Mm-hmm. Don't press quit, you know what I mean? Just press pause and then get back into it, you know what I'm saying? For sure.
So a boss chess, I hope the comments could give us some more. A boss chess and body positivity is what I make a lock in.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Okay.
Let me see.
And change.
I would say, me personally, the fire thing for sure, but like if you and that, I know some people, I know a handful of people at least, actually. They get fired and it's like, oh.
Because we're millennials. They don't care about being fired. Why? I sure they're going to lock in to get a next job. Or they're going to lock in. What do you mean, no, sir? They're going unemployment?
Like, you know what? I taking the time to focus on me and my mental health, and I going traveling. Like, I've seen that shit happen before.
Let me ask you a question, Keela. Are you the most responsible friend out of your group? Are you Yeah, he's like the mora. He's like the mora of the group. Yeah.
Big job. I don't like depending on people. Like, as the oldest, two of my mother children. So it's like, my sister's like looking at me. Like, I'm the example. So I gotta show them, like, don't just be sitting on here expecting to get handouts and shit. Like, life don't work like that all the time. You may get blessed with a handout, but it don't work like that all the time.
Big facts. Thank you for that.
Zakiya said, when you notice you've been stuck in the same place for a while, you gotta lock in. I guess I don't make her lock in.
All you gotta do is dip your face in some ice, dog, and it'll make you lock in.
No progress would do that to you. Because you looking back and you still where you was a year ago, 5 years ago, it's like.
Yeah. Trust.
What do you think?
That's why you like. Sorry, go ahead.
No, Alex, so who you think is the most responsible between me and Chris?
Like, overall, or we give it, like, topics, like...
You know what? Speed her on, Chris. Give her three topics that she choose. Who most
responsible? Self-care.
I don't want to, you know, because... Chris, you were just talking about your hair and just letting it, you know, do its thing.
I always see
Rain hair, you know? Rain always stay puffy, red always look nice. He the keep the body good, like, you know? So,
yes, Akia.
For sure. I agree. Yeah, but Rain don't lift.
Oh boy! I almost call you a warner. You ain't want to hear me, son.
Whopping, dog.
Why am I disrespecting me, dog? Like, what? Now I moved to a new area. I feel it out. I don't listen. Leave and walk. Leave and walk. Listen to me. I don't understand. Leave and walk. Coming home, driving an hour home from work, stuck in traffic, and you get to the gym and I fuck. Pack, you can't get a bench, dog. That fuck is a different type of anger, you know, dude. Like, I probably never going back to that LA Fitness, you know, dog.
You got to find a next one, dog.
Oh, fuck.
And she bring up my hair. So
you got to come for me because she bring up your hair?
Because your hair is not the only part of self-care. You know what I mean? You got walking out. Rain don't eat better than me.
Whoa. Just because you eat mushrooms don't mean I don't eat better than
you.
I don't eat a lot. I eat good like fuck. So I don't eat that.
I ain't saying you don't eat good, bro.
Healthy-wise.
I just saying, like, you know, this is a premium automobile, so I gotta watch what I put in my system. And if I am going to put something in my system that I don't want in my system, I detect a lot of, like, you know,
Chris just calling me a side character. That's you just calling me?
Yeah,
for sure. That's what you just calling me, bro?
For sure.
What?
That's what you said?
I didn't say nothing like that, dog. You talking about?
Yo, you say, hey, unleaded? That's what you just said?
What the fuck?
You premium? Nigga, Chris.
He's Batman and you is Robin, like.
Oh, shit. All right.
That's what
he's saying. Hey, moving on. So that's
this
one,
this one
right?
Even supposed that's to even be a dick measuring contest. That hey, just supposed to literally be a who more responsible. Were you taking this fuck to heart? Every job is against me.
I don't even know what else to ask.
Time. What about time, Keel? That's about time. What do you think? Who do you think more responsible when it comes to time?
Oh, Rain, for sure. Oh, how much time is we on the pod? Where Chris? I come in. Chris back there. He gotta go do this, that, the thought. You watching them spinning in the background?
Okay.
Yeah, I got
granted. Granted, we were on time today, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying?
One out of how many, Chris? Hold on.
I get four windows open.
Hey, Keela, remember they say you as good as your last game, eh? So, man. You as good as your last shot.
TC said, unleaded is used more than premium.
I'm just hear this nigga die. Can't let it is used more than premium.
Okay, give a topic to Chris to win one, man. Give a good topic.
I win nothing for real, you know, dog.
Let me see. It's tough. I gotta think of something, man.
Man, get it time. Man, get it self-care. What's it get?
I'm gonna be transparent. Self-care, Chris win. I ain't shaved my head in a few weeks. Yeah, Chris, get yourself care for sure. No. Chris, be on his shit. Every year, think Chris, like, hey, bro, I need a concoction, you know, I need a drink, I need something, like, you know what I mean, for something. And, like, he'll hook me up. Like, that's Chris. He's a help, man. If I want wellness.
That's a good friend, Chris. See?
Yeah. You know what I mean? See how I ain't shooty? How you shooting exactly. Me? I ain't shooty. You check? Exactly. Like, I don't give you grace. I ain't get no more, man. I just give him grace. You check? Better basketball player, Diana Axe. I will be real, you know. Listen, I's a hybrid athlete, so it's different for me. I could have run track, soccer superstar. I could have played ball if I really wanted to. You
hey,
check like
I'm gonna
like
be
Chris.
Honest with you, right? I'm gonna be honest with you. My two favorite teammates of all time is my brother. Irene, dog. Like, that man, and I had both of them on the same team. He's just saying they just compliment my game so well, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Everything I not gonna do, Ray ain't gonna do. You know, he gonna guard, he gonna play deep, he gonna pick up a man full court, he gonna run on the break, he gonna go crazy, and I gonna be cooling, you know what I'm saying? So
can we get a moment for the bromance right now? Can we get a moment for it? Love this.
He make college basketball a check. So like really and truly, he cannot shit at me in that way. That'll be crazy if he talk about that. Of course, Chris gonna be better in basketball. Come on, no. Come on, no. But soccer, I get it, though. He plays soccer too, and he was a goalkeeper. So no,
you know you shit if the man put you in a goalkeeper. You know what I mean? Like, this nigga can't stop using his hands, dog. They were asking a goalkeeper, B.
Hey, nah, man, but no, that's why I appreciate everyone. Tell everyone that we appreciate everybody for coming through.
Love.
It was vibes. A lot of people pull up. Like I got three different comment boxes open, and like everybody showing love. You know, I think we might gotta do this for longer than an hour, cause people know flowing, and we gotta do a better job pushing it out. That's what it is.
That's it. That's how people ain't know what's going on. Like,
well, no,
you
we
know
Wednesday,
every Wednesday, now, you know what I mean. Like if you just hop in on, like it gonna be up. It also gonna be we gonna be putting the audio out for this too, right? So like
for sure.
So like you guys could always go and check it out on any other podcast streaming platforms. You know what I'm saying? You could go and check it out. Listen to this
on YouTube too.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this on your way to work. Listen to it on the gym, Keela. You know you're gonna be listening to it when you're doing your glutes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna be listening to it.
Around the corner. Mm-hmm.
Big, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna be friggin' listening to. You ain't gonna be listening to it when he at the gym too. You know what I'm saying? And yeah,
you
so
go no, but you have to go no.
Got locked in. So yeah, man. Like yeah. So the reason why we're doing this before we leave is just because, like, you know, we want to be more consistent with the content. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times people hitting me up like, we'd be missing windows to talk about certain stuff that going on. You know what I'm saying? Just because we like waiting so long to get in front of the mic. And people want to know what, how Rain feel about this situation, or what Keela gonna say about this, what Chris gonna say about it, what Mountain, what Cass gonna say about it. So it's like we trying to get on the live every Wednesday, so we could at least pull out the audio for the weekly listeners, you know what I'm saying? So this one is for Ayo, man. Love. Yes,
love. Sir. Yes, sir. Respect. Hey, thanks everybody for coming again, man. Shout out to the chat one time for the one time. We had Christmas in the chat, I know, man, boy. You know what I mean? Like
big Christmas in the house. Christmas or in souls you use, DM me.
TC says she walk on a treadmill dying laughing about the bus ass.
See?
That's what we don't do. You know what I'm saying? WTG with a bus in the ass, you know what I'm saying? Like for real, you know what I'm saying? One time for the one time. So big up ourselves, man, for sure.
Peace.